This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
All right. Let's see the charts this week. The new number one is a band I think we wound up skipping because we ran out of time. Did we wind up doing the Korean boy band?
I don't think we pulled that.
It is a K-pop band.
But I think we saw them before in a Hot 100.
Yeah. Because I think when the record came out, it was, I think we had it on the list or we said, nah, let's skip it. Like, who cares? We'll start at the bottom here, though. Die Lit, that's Playboi Carti, sold 26,000 copies for 10th place. Oh, we've heard this. Number nine is the Black Panther soundtrack, sold another 28,000 copies. Pretty consistent seller. Debuting in eighth place is a new record from Nav. He's a rapper, and Reckless is the name of his record. At number seven is J. Cole, 41,000 copies of K.O.D., King of Drugs. The Greatest Showman soundtrack sold another 44,000 copies. I'm like amazed week after week by how many thousands of copies this record is selling. It's been on forever.
Well, I'm really hoping and praying that Vinny and his beautiful daughter.
You are
sit
a guy
down
who does not give up hope.
And
you
watch
never stop hoping.
This film together. Amen.
I don't like this one, Dad. Let's get one of the good ones on.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. I mean, I truly did put this on a night when I was there. I am making dinner. I could hear the songs happening right at, 25 feet away. I couldn't see the screen, but I was like, wow, that is
not getting.
That's a musical.
For sure. Well, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. I won't be surprised if she's not all that into musicals.
What I saw, they start out as kids, and then he's a grown up, right?
Yeah, they kind of fast forward through his difficult life and how he ends up starting the Barnum and Bailey Circus.
Is this supposed to be a true story about P.T. Barnum or something?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they took a lot of liberties to build up the drama. Like, he's super poor and he is in love with a rich girl.
Oh. You were a rich girl.
Michelle Williams. And there's this one moment in the film that's good, but it's hard, where he has an opportunity to make her parents feel as bad as they made him feel his whole life. And he takes the opportunity. He doesn't forgive.
Oh, no.
And you're like, that's probably what 90% of people would do, but I wish he didn't do that.
I wish he'd taken the high road.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Human. That guy let you down.
At that moment.
You still love this movie.
I do. And Michelle Williams is just one of the greatest actresses of our generation.
She is. You are not wrong.
You should see her singing and dancing.
Oh,
Vinny,
give it another
chance.
I will ask.
How about just like saying, I'm the dad, you're the daughter, I need you to trust me and not fidget.
she might just be too young for it, Human. Give it a little time. It's not going anywhere.
Our neighbor said all four of her kids love it, and those are the kids my kid plays with. So I don't know what her problem is, but she didn't want to watch
it. Next time the four kids are over, that's when you put it on.
Yeah, exactly. Bring the kids over, and then they'll talk her into it.
I don't know. It's right now. This is the first time we've got kids running in and out of the house, and it's like a house full of noise and lunacy. And
what do you do?
I just stand there, but the missus the other day goes, did you pee your pants? To the little boy. And he's like, huh? And I looked down, and sure enough, that boy had just gone in his own pants.
So what'd you do? On your floor?
Well, she goes, you need to go home and change. And he's like trying to change the subject.
It didn't happen.
Just was like, oh my God.
Get out of my brand new house with your pee-pee pants, son.
This is my life right now. Yeah. This happened to me over the weekend. My goodness.
Well, that's just good fun.
When all the kids are running in and out, do you just sit there and watch? Do you hide? What do
no,
you do?
No, it's cool. I just go about my business. I'm just trying to let them be kids.
415 says, I lost to Young Human. Give it up. I loved it, but a four-year-old will get bored.
Thank you for your text.
Greatest Showman is number 6 on this week's chart.
All right.
Coming in at number 5 is the Cardi B record, Invasion of Privacy. 48,000 copies went. She Gucci.
So dumb.
I know.
Bergen bag.
Come
do
on.
Do a mashup between those two.
A debut at number 4, Five Finger Death Punch and Justice for None sold 71,000 copies, grabbing fourth place. Another debut in third place, a new record from Lil Baby. You're just a little baby. Harder Than Ever.
Oh, it's a boy?
Lil Baby. He's like a high-pitched slurrer guy. 71,000 copies of that one. Beer Bongs and Bentleys, Post Malone, 123,000 copies. Boy.
Oh, my God.
What is the deal with purses?
I guess these guys are all just, you know, flashing their money. And debuting in first place, a Korean K-pop band called BTS sold 135,000 copies of their album, Love Yourself, Terror.
I might go see these guys in concert.
So you like them?
There's these kids I kind of help take care of, and they love this band.
BTS?
Yeah.
What does BTS stand for? Something in Korean?
Bangtan Boys.
Oh, Bangtan Boys. BTS?
Do you have kids?
No. I don't have any kids, but...
He's got plenty of kids.
Brynn likes it.
I do. It's very boy band-like.
It's all in Korean?
Yeah.
Turn
BTS.
Up a little. Let me hear a little bit.
I want to be a something.
I heard that. Yeah. Oh, just for you. So some of it's in English. They're actually saying that it's the first primarily foreign language number one album in over 12 years. 06. There was a crossover group called Il Divo.
Oh, I remember Il Divo.
It was a blend of Spanish, Italian, and French. And one track was sung partially in English. So BTS, the first primarily foreign language number one album in 12 years. 135,000 copies. Debuting in first place.
So BTS is, like you said, Bangtan Boys. Thank acronym you. For some Korean expression. Bangtan Soyodan. Oh. Soyodan.
What's that mean?
Bulletproof Boy Scouts. And it also means BTS can also be beyond the scene.
Mm. Beyond the scene?
Beyond the scene.
What else could it mean? Bacon, tomato sandwich?
Bacon,
tomato, hold the lettuce.
I was thinking bondage, torture.
Oh.
Sadomasochism.
Whoa. You're into that?
No.
Torture.
But that's what I think about. When
you see letters that start with B, I always think of bondage. Uh-huh. Right. Anyway, there you go. There's your charts. Super fun. Yay. Cardi B just figured something out. Over the weekend, she tweeted, "It's amazing how Donald Glover and Childish Gambino look so much alike. I think they're secretly the same person. So dope." And then clearly some people went, they are the same person.
Hey, dummy.
Because right. A couple minutes later she said, wait, I'm confused now. And then she deleted the first tweet. Oops.
That's so funny.
Turns out. Although I suppose if you didn't know, you didn't know. If you knew them both from two different things and you'd be like, oh, what? Wait, no, huh? So anyway, Cardi B, she's new to the party. Drake. Released a new single on Saturday. It's called I'm Upset. You know, Drake, I'm upset too.
Oh, Drake.
About what? What are you upset about?
No, yeah. I'm just, you know, trying to...
Drake's bad music.
I'm upset that he's so famous with his crap songs. So let's hear his latest crappy song from Drake.
Oh, brother.
It's going to be on his new album, Scorpion. Oh, well. I'm upset.
All right, I think you're done.
Yeah. I was just waiting for something good to happen.
Yeah, where's the chorus?
I think we just heard it.
Yeah. Where's Rihanna?
I'm upset. Anyway, his new album's called Scorpion. It's supposed to be out in June. He hasn't given an actual release date yet. Oh, boy, I can't wait to listen to that. It's going to be
great.
Oh, my God, I love him. What's better than Drake? He's
got
a bridge.
Can't get that in my collection fast enough.
Oh, my God. Let's pre-order, Vin.
Oh, yeah.
I just can't hide it.
It's the first cassette I bought.
What? This is your first cassette ever?
Yeah.
Oh, funny.
Oh, my God. Pointer this is your sisters. First cassette.
I'm proud of the Pointers. I loved the Pointer Sisters hey, when I was a kid.
And your first show was Def Leppard?
Yeah. Oh, boy. I don't want to brag, but first cassette Pointer, first show, Def. Dude, the Pointer
Sisters. Way to keep your cool.
They were, like, at one point the biggest band in the world, right?
Yeah, they were pretty hot. I saw them in concert. Really,
the biggest band in the world?
Yeah, isn't there a song the from.
Did anyone even call them a band?
A group?
What's that? That song was on Eddie. Oh, what was that Eddie
Saved
Murphy
by the Bell. Who's no, Saved by the Bell?
I thought they were in
I'm
Eddie
sure they've
Murphy
been in everything.
Movie.
I mean, how many times do you need a song that just is talking about how excited they are? You yeah. know, I see a montage happening right now.
Let's see.
I'm sure, right? Willie Nelson. They don't say his age in this particular story, but he's like 105 or something.
Yeah.
He's really elderly, and he's had his share of health problems in the last few years. Feels like now
85.
He's fine.
Okay. He actually has played a show since he had to cancel. He tried twice to get on stage and make it happen. This was Saturday at the Outlaw Music Festival in Charlotte, North Carolina. The Outlaw Music Festival in Charlotte. He took the stage twice but never played one note. The first time he walked over to his guitar, he sort of fiddled with the straps, and then he sort of put them back down and walked off the stage. A little while later, he came back, and this time he picked up the guitar, tried to get it on, and then he just put it back down. He left the stage. He tossed his cowboy hat out to the crowd at that point. He may have been thinking about a third attempt because it took another hour before they said, it's not going to happen. So everyone's waiting.
He seemed mad. I saw some video footage, and he seemed very angry.
Well, I'm sure he's bummed. I mean, they're saying that looks like it was a stomach flu or something. He's planning to do a makeup show. He was well enough to perform the next night. He did perform Sunday in Washington, D.C., but he was having some trouble on Saturday, so kind of a bummer.
He's going to outlive us all. Don't worry about him.
Yeah, I know. Oh, my God. That guy, he'll be limping along until he's well into his hundreds. Because he's mellow, you know? Or not. Mm-hmm. Long life to Willie Nelson. He's already had a long life. More long life. Lenny Kravitz has a new single out.
I just read he's got a new album coming.
Yeah, the album is out September 7th. It's his 11th studio album. It's called Raise Vibration. The new single is called Low, and they're saying it's super sexual. Oh, my God. He exudes sexuality on his new song,
What I was
Low.
Reading was that he's... Oh, go ahead.
It's kind of disco sounding. You're doing some disco moves. That guitar. Ding, ding, ding. Ding, 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 ding.
Sounds like Nile Rodgers.
Yeah, it's good. Woo! All right, tell me what you're going to have to say.
He was saying that he had writer's block.
He said he dreamed this whole album, that he finally woke up with an idea in his head after a dream because he'd been totally suffering from
yeah.
this. He was in the studio and couldn't come up with anything. He dreams the one song, and then it just all started pouring out of him. He said
awesome.
He dreamed the whole album. He basically said, he goes, I've always made music that came naturally out of me. What am I going to do, make a trap record? Not that I don't like that stuff, but I've got to be me. And he said he found inspiration in his sleep.
This guy puts on a great live show.
Yeah, he's amazing. I love Lenny. Anyway, there it is. Low is the new single, and the whole record's coming on September 7th. So I'm sure we'll play that for you. Here's Halsey saying, well, here's the story. We talked earlier. Bryn was saying he saw Halsey, and she was great. He saw her run off the stage a couple times to kind of suck some oxygen.
Mm-hmm. In between songs.
This is at
was
Bottle
it
Rock.
Oxygen or her asthma?
No, it was an inhaler.
Inhaler.
Those ones that you press down.
Oh, I thought you were putting like a mask over your face. The Chronicle's pop music critic, Aiden Vaziri, he said Halsey was in a mood, called her performance uninspired.
Oh, wow. I know him. Him and I hang out. He gave her a bad review?
He said, well, yeah. A lot of people gave her a bad review.
He's a Persian guy. His name is pronounced Aydin.
Aydin?
Mm-hmm.
Not Aiden?
No.
I like Aiden.
A-I-D-I-N.
He said it was uninspired and what else?
Just that she was in a mood.
Oh.
They're
yeah,
saying
she couldn't breathe.
It was her hell. She said, laughing my ass off. I just had an asthma attack on stage at Bottle Rock and ended up with the medics after my set. You said wow. You actually saw a medic.
Yeah, they
come
were
to her.
They were crowding her towards the end of her set, and she was pretty bad.
She said, "This is what I get for walking the mile in high school gym class." Hmm. It was such a fun set out here in Napa, heat and asthma and all. Let's see. People accused her of lip syncing and bombing.
Oh, come on.
In his review, Vaziri said she offered a set with minimal production value, played her biggest hits at half speed, and complained relentlessly between songs. And everybody expected G-Eazy, I guess that's her boyfriend. Mm-hmm. He's an Oakland guy.
Yeah.
They expected him to come on stage. I guess they do a song together called Him and I, and yes. He didn't show, so everyone was bummed about that. But yeah, he said she was no good, but Bryn liked her, so there you go.
I did.
Did she do the Chainsmokers song?
She did, yes. Here it is. This is a song.
I got a couple weddings I want to report here really quick.
Oh,
first
awesome.
Of all, Hugh Grant is married. We just found out he was engaged. He's married for the first time at age 57. Sounds like a good age, huh, Ben?
57? Mm. I like it.
The Love Actually actor tied the knot with Swedish television producer Anna Eberstein. She looks so happy. This was in London at the Chelsea Register office on Friday. They celebrated with friends and family outside of the Register office after tying the knot. Elizabeth Hurley, his ex, let it slip while out promoting a show she was doing that he'd become a father again. She said, "I'm very lucky that 31 years into our friendship, he's still my best friend in the world. He's aww. A really great guy.
That's sweet.
I see him a lot. I speak to him a lot. You know, he's a father of five. He has five kids. He's a great dad. He'll remain my best friend for life." She also dished baby details that same month. He had another one last week. He has five. He was over 50 when he spawned them all. He's an enchanting dad. Really, really sweet. Having these kids has transformed him from a very miserable person into a fairly miserable person. It's improved him. He's gone up the scale.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, that's adorable.
I mean, she's kidding, right?
I guess. Okay. I don't know. Maybe he's miserable. Here's a couple shots of the happy couple. And sorry, ladies, the Old Spice guy is officially off the market. Isaiah Mustafa is now a married man.
This is the gal that gets
yep.
Hugh Grant.
And has had two of his kids.
All right, go on. I'm sorry.
It's
you were saying
nothing really.
The
it's
Spice
just
Girls?
The Old Spice guy. Not the Spice Girls.
Oh.
You heard Spice. It's like that, but
right.
It's the Old Spice guy. They did it for 2 years. He wed a woman named Lisa Mitchell this past Saturday.
How's she?
She's cute, pretty
all right.
girl.
She's cute. All right.
They were married in a rustic and romantic Texas ceremony at Camp Lucy in Austin. Then they go on to say what they wore. Who cares? Exchanged vows that they wrote themselves in front of about 150 guests.
Did he turn into a mermaid with a horse head right
oh
in front
God.
Of everyone?
That would have been so funny. Like all here's a shot of her. All the Old Spice commercial things happened. Well, that would have been a wedding. All right, what's coming up in the news, Vin?
Oh, nuts. You always catch me looking at stuff.
Well, it happens at the end of the end of the break every
I
time.
I do not know.
All right. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This. So,
speaking of the weekend
yes,
of craziness,
dear.
Let me do this text
sure.
real quick.
Oh, no.
This is fun.
Oh, no.
No, this is really fun.
Really?
Oh,
is
no.
it fun for you? Is that what you're going to tell me?
Hey, Alice. This is Aaron from Burlingame. I met Bryn this weekend at
oh,
Bottle
what's
Rock.
What's up, Aaron?
And it was like meeting a local celebrity.
Oh, just like that, huh?
He was super nice. Yeah, he was super nice. Look at these girls.
They're hot. All of them.
Holy crap.
He's sitting there with models.
Look at that. Look at that girl. These must be Hooman's friends.
I will say the chicks at Bottle Rock were so beautiful. I was like,
yeah, damn,
at one point, I'm
Daniel.
Like, this is dangerous.
Oh.
You might find yourself going with someone who hasn't earned it.
Oh, God forbid you have some fun and enjoy yourself. Jeez.
Oh, did Village pick up on anyone?
No.
No.
He
was very
well.
No, he didn't bring anyone home.
Oh.
He hung with me and John and Bryn the whole time.
Ridiculous.
I could have brought a bunch of girls over to him if you would have given
right.
me the signal.
I didn't know I was holding him back from that, you know? We had a good time, though. It was just like the four of us. I mean, we hung out with Hooman for a while, but it was like mostly just the four of us running around.
It
Every now
great.
And then, hot-ass Danielle would come by, and she'd be all like, "Wah!"
Like three or four times. She just
she kept finding us.
That is
and
amazing.
Then she'd be like, "Ah!
She kept finding
us. She did. Like, you guys are running from her? No, we weren't running from her at all. But, you know, you can't hold that girl down. It's just that usually when you separate from someone at Bottle Rock, you are never going to see them again. So check us out. We're all recovered. Hey, RadioAls.com/watch. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Mercari.
Oh.
Mercari is a selling app that makes it super fast and easy to sell almost anything. Learn more at Mercari.com.
Oh, all right.
Here's what's happening. For the fourth consecutive year, it's a Golden State and Cleveland NBA Finals.
Damn.
For a minute there, it didn't look good.
For either one of those teams.
Well, I didn't give two craps about the Cavs. I watched because, you know, sure. I was home and it was on. And there I was. So I watched it. But watching our team just give away the ball and miss three-pointers, it was sketchy. But they got it together there in the third and fourth quarters of last night's game. And they move on again.
Fantastic.
Warriors win. Next game, Thursday, 6 p.m. I don't know if that starts in... I think that starts here. You know what? Let me look that up.
Okay.
The lava in Hawaii continues to be a thing as the volcano has destroyed 10 more houses. And it is bad news.
This is just ongoing and it's not going
to
stop.
It continues to happen. They say at least 51 homes have been destroyed since the volcanic emergency began. More than 2,000 people have fled the area.
Mm.
Despite some of the evacuation orders, some residents have returned. This is a big deal. So I just wanted to mention it again because I know that, you know, usually our eyes turn to other news. And we had our own tragedy up north, which was a big deal. The fires.
Right.
It was a major tragedy. And
then as the other tragedies elsewhere pile on, that one gets.
Right.
Meanwhile, people are still going through it.
Right. That's why I mentioned it again. So. The Big
Some
Island of
footage
Hawaii.
It's just crazy. Yeah, say, it's just nonstop.
You can see it from space.
Wow.
From that to this, which is nonsense.
Oh, that's nice.
You ever gone to a restaurant and thought, boy, the kids' menu looks good?
Yes.
I do too, all the time. So the big debate is, should you be allowed to order from the kids' menu?
Why can't you?
Yeah,
if they sell that
you can.
Item.
I've,
and they...
I've definitely
Sometimes
done that.
They do say 10 and under, 12 and under. Only because they want to sell you a full price.
You know
price
what's trippy?
Thing.
I've had that. I've had someone, I don't know where or when. I can't pinpoint the, but I was like, charge me whatever you want. Charge me your furful. I just, that's what
that's,
I want to eat.
That's what I want.
I'm going to eat that.
Yeah. Your mac and cheese is delicious.
Your
just
grilled
bring
cheese,
me a bowl
right.
of it.
Or something simple, right. Uh-huh. It's usually just something simple. I don't really want a whole thing.
Right.
If you don't mind. Anyway, that was the question is, and the answer most people gave online was just go to a restaurant that serves grilled cheese, dude. Okay, well, there's that.
Yeah, or I could go to the one that my person wants to go to and order the thing I want off the kids' menu. John, there's this little burrito place near our house called Grillies, and it's delicious. We go to the shame.
You sure it's not wraps?
I'm sure they are wraps. I would call them wraps, but you guys would call them burritos.
Right.
Anyway, so they do these
we know, Sarah.
Goddamn burritos.
Oh, now they're GD'd, huh?
Well, I mean, leave me alone. So, by the way, when I go, I get a salad wrap there. But anyways, he orders.
Oh, man.
And he just has to do it with a straight face. He walks up, he goes, I'll take a kitty chicken burrito. And
they do.
But yeah.
Of course they do.
Well, it's half the size, you know? And he's just like, I can't eat the whole burritos. I mean, they are like a bicep. They're humongous. It's like, who can eat all that? It's like four meals. And you always wind up eating more of it than you think you should. And you feel bad about it. And you wrap it up. And then you just sit in your fridge. You never eat it. I mean, I guess some people do.
I don't go back to stuff.
Yeah. It's hard. You know, it's all congealed in there. And,
Starbucks is going to be closing this afternoon, everyone. I should have said that sooner.
Thanks for the heads up.
So if you're going to need your afternoon, you know, bump.
You got to go to Pete's.
Yeah, you're going to have to go to Pete's.
You need a bump in the afternoon. Who doesn't, right? Oh, sorry. Starbucks is out. I guess I'll go hit my dealer up.
Actually, it's funny that you say that. I don't, because I'm already thinking about how am I going to fall asleep at 8 o'clock tonight.
Right.
And I'm already tripping on no Coke, no anything.
No,
I
nothing.
Mean Coca-Cola.
Right.
No. Losers.
We all knew you meant Coca-Cola, Vin.
Anyway, I'm already thinking, like, I can't. I couldn't.
I no caffeine after noon for
but
me.
I always see on Instagram or people who are like, yeah, getting their coffee late in the day. Right. And I just think,
I wonder why they can't sleep that night.
Well, they don't have to go to bed eight o'clock.
That is true.
So
they can go to bed when they get tired.
Yeah, they're not stressing on that.
I'm feeling a little tired.
Anyway, it looks like Starbucks has already changed their policies, so now anyone can sit at a Starbucks or use the bathroom without ordering. And this afternoon, all 8,200 or so stores nationwide are closing down to do anti-bias training. It's going to cost them millions. But then again, it was a bad look. Their manager throwing two dudes out for being, what did they say, for being black.
Right. 90 seconds after they got there, she's on the phone with 911.
Do you want to know how much? You know, want to know how much this is going to cost for them to close today?
So this is how much they make in a three-hour period.
In all their 8,000 stores. Do you guys want to guess? You want me to tell you?
I think I know. Is it 12 million?
That's incorrect.
What is it?
Well, they say they make 61 million each day.
At all the stores.
At all the stores. So I guess you have to divide that. Who can do math?
By 12 hours?
Nobody here can.
Stop it. We can do it.
What's the math?
Well, how long are they open? Like 6 a.m. to 9 p.m.?
No, because there's a Starbucks here that opens at 3:30 a.m.
And some of them are 24 hours,
too. Well, then there's no way to figure this out, for God's sake. Who cares? It's like $12 million.
$61 million.
What about it?
Damn.
What was that?
That was me slamming my wallet on my...
I see.
That's a heavy-ass wallet. That's like Will Smith's wallet.
I was like...
Killer hooker.
So dramatic.
It was my
Stripper.
Exclamation.
Oh, yeah. Was it his wallet he throws or just all his money?
He said, if I made it rain on a stripper, probably kill her. I can't remember what he said exactly.
It was a nice line, though.
It was
a nice turn
line.
Of phrase. Yeah, I liked it. The rest of the thing I could have lived without, but whatever. Right. Hey, Hooman, you love God.
Amen.
So you get to be the judger here, okay?
Oh, great.
Nobody can say no.
I hope this isn't.
Nobody can say no. So because Hooman's the closest to God, he gets to be the final judge on this?
I think so. I think he's the best. I mean, I believe in God too, but I don't go to church every weekend and love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he's always looking for like some great new church.
And go to travel churches.
Yeah.
Yes.
And meet with preachers,
and
have lunch with them.
And go to the Holy Land.
I didn't want to snowboard with you guys. I wanted to try a new church here in Tahoe. What? What? You didn't go snowboarding because you wanted to try a new church? Yeah. Wasn't as good as
my church in San Francisco.
A 43-year-old guy named Anthony Getchius and 48-year-old woman named Noelle Smart were busted in Seaside Heights, New Jersey on Tuesday for having sex in a garden outside a Catholic church right under a statue of the Virgin Mary.
Oh, hot. So she was blessing their
union. A priest spotted them and called the cops. And when the police got there, Anthony and Noelle were still right in the middle of doing it.
So they were doing all the stuff, huh?
They were getting after it right there under Mary's watchful eyes. Mm. Hooman?
Yeah, that's...
Do these people get to go to heaven?
Well, that won't kick you out of heaven.
Oh, it won't?
No.
Oh.
Not.
Really? Desecrating the grounds of God's house?
Well,
right
technically,
in front of
they
his
were
mother?
Outside. So, do you see a picture of these two?
No.
They hot?
Because well,
that'll matter.
No, right. It doesn't.
God likes hot people.
So, and do you have it, Bryn? If you do.
I don't. Let me look it up.
They are.
So they do get to go to heaven?
Oh.
I mean, listen.
Oh, they're not good looking. Uzi's face just shriveled up like a...
Do you want me to bring it in?
They actually look like drug
I think I have
abusers.
It
oh.
So they're hanging out in like
the
church.
Right here?
Fast
guy. Oh.
Is that what you have, who?
What's going on? Is that guy the devil? Looks like Lucifer's in there.
Oh, that's it.
How come we
got two different headshots?
Oh boy! Oh boy! Ugly, oh
those
boy.
People are rough.
I don't want to see
the couple you pulled up didn't
naked.
Look nearly as bad,
except for the All one right. glowing red eye that the guy had. What's happening there, Lucifer?
Well, I'm sure you've done worse, right?
What?
You haven't done worse than a guy with a glowing red eye?
Oh, I don't know. What did he do? Tell me what he did. I mean, is he just in trouble for having the glowing red eye of Satan?
I don't know. I was just thinking based on looks. I mean, we've all...
Oh, I've done worse looking dudes,
yeah,
you're saying.
Yeah, sure, right?
No, I only do hot guys.
Come
oh,
really?
Please.
All right.
Big ones.
With big ones? Is that what
I'm
you just said?
I'm just joking. I'm kidding about that. I don't do anyone anymore except John.
All right. Yeah, but you had a day.
I don't remember it, though.
All right. Generation Z.
Yeah, which ones are those?
That's the one after millennials. It's your kids, I think.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are my kids are not millennials? Oh, no, my kids aren't millennials.
They're after millennials.
They're Gen Z.
Okay.
And they not only are killing Facebook, because they're not on there and won't be, they prefer Snapchat and Instagram. Oh, by the way.
Do they really prefer Snapchat?
Your stock app is bright red everywhere. Just so you know.
Don't tell me that. I don't want to hear that.
So this story is about not only is Gen Z killing Facebook, like they're not on there and won't be. Here are some of the other companies they're killing.
Okay.
Because they have totally different sensibilities than generations previous.
Oh, can I guess some?
Go ahead.
The cable company.
The cable company is on the list.
Yeah, I figured it had to
Cable TV is going to go away if it's up to Gen Z.
Well, music stores are already dead, right? So that's not happening.
Can I guess one?
Go ahead.
Car companies.
Oh, why?
Because I thought, you know, kids aren't anxious to get their license
They've
and drive.
Uber.
And they have Uber and Lyft.
Car companies aren't on the list, but I do think that's a pretty darn good guess, as they are not even in a rush to get their licenses.
So, no. Like, my one kid, I'm like putting the price, like, come on, you got. I don't want to be driving you around next year.
What'd he say?
Well, he's like, yeah, I know. But the thing is, I did the math on it. Like, my older son, like, his insurance is crazy expensive because he's a teenage boy. And I pay for that car. And, you know, it costs some money for gas. And, like, if you really work it out, somebody who takes Uber kind of on the regular winds up costing you less per year.
It does.
Well, sure. But, you know, had the two been available to me, I would still have said, I need my license
because
I'm going to
want
to go and be crazy on my own all the time, wherever, however it strikes. I don't want to pull my app up and be all, listen, I'm trying to get to this party. I just found this flyer. It's going to be raging. I need you to get me there now because the cops will bust it. So we got to get there while the kegs are full and the cops
Put
aren't
the pedal
there.
Pedal to the metal, Uber guy.
Yeah, you can't do that.
No, I know.
That's no way to live.
Well,
are there any certain brick and mortar stores on the?
Yes, the department stores are listed as they're going away. Thanks to like that'll be the final nail. Gen Z wants no part of department stores. They take care of everything. You know how they take care of everything
online.
Do it anything on my phone. Related to paper.
Oh,
what?
They're not using paper in any way. Books.
So papyrus
they read
is
on their
papyrus.
They read on their phones, and they read on their pads.
Yep.
Period.
Do you guys read on your phones? Oh, you do. Okay.
Well, I don't read on. I don't do anything with my phone.
On my.
But my iPad.
iPad,
all day, every day. I love it.
Well, you do it everything. All your newspapers, magazines.
Yep, I love it.
Yeah.
Traditional luxury goods.
Like what?
They say, like, Louis Vuitton, Gucci.
Gucci Bay.
What about
Fendi Bay?
Growing up during the financial crisis, Gen Zers are realistic and mindful of financial issues and future career
choices.
Let's see.
Let me guess you're reading that on your iPad.
I am. but they're not into the fashion trends.
A lot of the kids that my kids hang out with, they go to thrift shops. That's
yeah,
where they get their
That's
clothes
cool.
from.
And they also say the other thing going away are some of the brand, the other big brands like Ralph Lauren.
Man,
the polo shirt
used to be the height of luxury, right there. Remember that?
I do actually.
Is that shop still there in Stanford Shopping Mall? The Ralph Lauren it looks like a jungle when you walk in.
You know
what I'm talking about?
I haven't been there in a couple years, but the last time I was there, it was
super
still there.
Cool. Yeah.
Is Chess King still there?
Oh,
Chess
I used
King.
To love Chess King. And Achievo.
Chess King.
Did you ever go there?
Orange Julius still there?
No, not Orange Julius.
No, I never got clothes from Chess King.
How about
Did you?
Bro? Yeah, hell yeah, all the time. You kidding me?
You could afford it there.
Well, it was like
so
kind of cheap, fancy
you're like
clothes.
A buckle shirt guy?
Yeah,
buckle
back shirt. In the day.
Well, Chess King had this like almost Michael Jackson clothes. Like,
yeah.
Oh. I don't even remember what they had.
I got
just
a
remember,
vest
like,
with buckles that attach in the middle.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. Where do the buckles do?
Do you guys go to Wet Seal?
I think we had
a little
Wet Seal growing up. I remember Spencer Gift is where I always wanted to go.
Oh, that's where they had all the porno toys.
Oh.
right?
The porno toys?
I don't think they had any porno stuff at my Spencer's.
Oh, the one at Hellstone.
What is Spencer's?
I don't remember Spencer's.
It's like a, you know, you get rock posters, tons of rock t-shirts.
Oh, it's like the black. I know that. So there's one right near the surf shop I ran in Ocean Beach, which is Bongs.
It didn't have, ours was not a head shop, though. It must not have been allowed or something. Because I have heard that other people's Spencer's were way more sort of head shoppy. This one was like, it had like lava lamps and kind of hippie stuff, but it didn't have, you can get a bong there.
Malls are so different today than they were when we were kids. They, you know, there used to be smoking at the Round Table Pizza. There used to be video games. There would be Spencer's.
Oh, the mall is where you went to hang out.
It was
like
a place.
I for sure hung at malls.
Well, yeah, and that's why the boys did.
Right. That's why, that's where all the kids were, because there was no place else to go, especially in the winter. It's like, where are we going to go?
The mall.
A degree out. Let's go to the mall.
East coasters.
I know.
Our text. Oh, look at that. I'm out of time. I'll do the text after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.